Welcome to episode 1208 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week on our special series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look, we explore miracles of Jesus recorded in the Gospels and consider what they reveal about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus.
As evening drew in, after a long day of teaching the multitudes by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus felt the weariness deep in his bones. He had poured himself out and now sought the quiet of the other side.
"Let us go over to the other side of the lake,"
he told his disciples. And so, leaving the crowd, they took him as he was, in the very boat he had been teaching from. Other small boats followed in their wake, tiny specks against the gathering dusk.
"The air is cool tonight, Master. A good night for a crossing. We'll be on the other side before the moon is high."
"Aye, the winds are fair enough for now. Get some rest, Master. You look weary."
And Jesus, exhausted from his labors, went to the stern of the boat. He laid his head on the cushion, and despite the gentle sway of the boat and the murmur of conversation, he fell into a deep sleep.
"What was that? Did you hear it?"
"The wind is picking up, James. Look at the sky."
"This isn't an ordinary evening breeze. There's definitely a storm coming."
"Pull harder on those oars, lads. We need to make headway before it breaks."
"The waves are breaking over us. We're taking on water."
"Get the bailing buckets, quickly."
"We're going down. We're going to drown. Master, wake up."
"Master, don't you care that we are perishing?"
"Lord, save us. We're dying."
"Help!"
"Peace. Be still."
An unnatural silence fell across the lake. The winds obeyed. The waves subsided. The surface of the water was instantly calm, like glass. The only sounds now were the gentle lapping of water against the hull and the ragged breaths of the disciples.
"The storm is gone, just like that. Gone."
"Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?"
"Who then is this?"
"Even the wind and the sea obey him."
"What manner of man is this?"
Overcome with great awe, they asked one another in hushed tones, marveling at the one who could command creation itself. They had seen miracles of healing, of feeding, but to speak to the very elements and be obeyed, it shook them to their core. In that moment of sudden, profound peace, they began to glimpse the true magnitude of who lay sleeping in their boat, and who now stood, the master of all creation.
"You are not perishing, my friends. You are being perfected. Each storm will teach you to trust. Each wave will remind you of my presence. The day will come when you will stand before even greater winds, not of nature, but of persecution, of sorrow, of doubt. And then you must remember this night."
The day had been long. Crowds pressed around Jesus from dawn until dusk, hungry for teaching, healing, and hope. Jesus, the master teacher, had spent the day telling parables. As evening fell, Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "Let us go across to the other side." They set sail in a boat. Experienced fishermen, like Peter and John, guiding the vessel through familiar waters. The Sea of Galilee, nestled among hills, was notorious for its sudden, violent storms. Still, this was home for them. They knew the sea, until this storm. It came quickly, without warning. Furious winds, crashing waves, water filling the boat. Seasoned sailors panicked. The storm didn't just threaten the boat, it threatened their lives. Meanwhile, Jesus was asleep, on a cushion in the stern, resting in perfect peace.
"Teacher," they cried, "don't you care that we are perishing?"
It's a cry familiar to all who faced sudden storms, whether waves of grief, wind of financial crisis, or the choking fear of an uncertain diagnosis. "Don't you care, Lord? Are you sleeping in my storm?" Jesus awoke, not startled, not panicked, and rebuked the wind and the waves as if silencing an unruly child. "Peace, be still." And the wind stopped, the waves settled, the sea went flat, nature bowed to its creator. Then Jesus turned to the disciples. "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" The storm was gone, but now a deeper fear stirred within them. They had seen Jesus heal sickness and cast out demons, but this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. Who is this? They were learning that the one in the boat was not just a good teacher or miracle worker. He was Lord over creation. The storm did not wake him, but the cries of his people did. And when he speaks, chaos is silenced. Let's get deep. What this miracle reveals about Jesus. First, Jesus is fully human and fully divine. Jesus slept. That simple phrase holds profound truth. The Son of God, who had power over nature, also experienced physical exhaustion. He understands fatigue, limitation, and humanity's vulnerability. He was truly human. Yet, he spoke to the storm, and it obeyed. Not with magical incantation, not by calling on a higher power, but by his own authority. That is divinity. Only God commands nature. Jesus didn't just still the storm. He revealed who he is. God in the flesh. Emmanuel. God with us in the boat. In our storms, we don't call on a distant deity. We call on the one who understands our frailty and holds all power. Second, Jesus is unthreatened by what overwhelms us. The storm that terrified experienced fishermen did not disturb Jesus. Not because he didn't care, but because he was not afraid. Jesus never promised life without storms, but he did promise his presence. The miracle isn't just that the sea grew calm, it's that Jesus was in the boat all along. When the storm hits, our first instinct is often to ask, "Where is God?" But the real question is, do we believe he's already here? Peace is not the absence of a storm. Peace is the presence of Christ. Third, Jesus responds to our fear with faithfulness. The disciples' cry, "Don't you care?" was a mix of panic, desperation, and accusation. But Jesus didn't rebuke them for waking him. He rebuked the wind, then questioned their fear. Fear is not sin. It's a human response to danger. But when fear overrides faith, we forget who's with us. Jesus challenges us to anchor our faith not in the stability of our surroundings, but in his unchanging presence. The storm revealed the gap between what the disciples knew about Jesus and what they believed in their hearts. Storms do that. They strip away illusions and invite deeper trust. Jesus didn't leave them because of their fear. He calmed the storm and stayed with them. That's grace. Fourth, Jesus commands chaos. In Jewish tradition, the sea often symbolized chaos, evil, and the unknown. In calming the storm, Jesus isn't just saving his friends. He is declaring sovereignty over the forces that oppose peace and order. This is not just a miracle, it's a manifesto. Jesus reigns over all. Whatever chaos surrounds you, external or internal, Jesus is Lord over it. He doesn't always remove the storm immediately, but he always speaks peace over his people. What storm are you in right now? Maybe it's physical illness, a financial burden, a crumbling relationship, or anxiety that won't let go. Maybe it's spiritual dryness, or questions without answers. Here's the truth. Jesus is in your boat. The waves may roar, but they are not sovereign. He is. What does your fear say about your faith? Jesus' question, "Why are you so afraid?" isn't a scolding. It's an invitation to deeper trust. Where is your faith anchored? In outcomes? In control? Or in Christ? What does Jesus want you to hear? In your panic, he speaks peace. In your chaos, he offers calm. In your doubt, he reveals himself anew. "Peace, be still." Those words weren't just for the wind and sea. They are for you today. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, our Savior, our Shepherd, and our Sovereign. When storms arise and fear overwhelms us, help us to remember who is in the boat with us. Speak peace over our chaos, stillness to our fears, and faith into our hearts. Teach us to trust not in the calm but in Christ. Remind us that your power is greater than every wave, and your presence is our anchor in every storm. We place our hope in you. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.